This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Excuse me, let me say that again. I didn't say my name right or the word radio right. It's been a long day, though. I've done First Take. I've done stuff for my boxing show already. And now I'm doing the radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And the Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Boy, this Max guy must be pretty good. A lot of sponsors, Raj. Progressive Commercial.
That boy good.
Progressive Commercial is proud to partner with the small business experts at SCORE. Access free online resources through the SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, Small Business Resilience Hub at score.org. I'm reading the font. Roger, you can't make this any bigger. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's an eye test. The words are this big. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
You said an eye test.
It's unbelievable. I'm just guessing. Apparently, some players were annoyed that the Bucks took action without any clear plan, LeBron James among them. LeBron James was one of the many players miffed with the Bucks' handling of the situation as well, sources said. Yahoo Sports' Chris Haynes wrote, "To him and so many others, it put them in a no-win situation." And we were just talking about Jordan and then also LeBron. And LeBron shown, I thought, look, if LeBron, because Stephen A. was reporting on First Take today that some players are feeling like he was talking down to them a little bit or maybe a little overly entitled. I cut LeBron some slack here. LeBron James, since he was a teenager, is the chosen one, right? All sycophants around him and everyone telling him how great he is all the time. And yet, did he wind up with a swollen head? I mean, who wouldn't? There's no way not to. But how has he handled that compared to the way almost everyone who ever lived would have handled that? Has he been a good leader? He's been an exceptional leader. Has he brought people along with him? Childhood friends even, and people he's met along the way. Yeah, if they pulled their weight, he did. He didn't just drag them along, but he gave them opportunity. Has he led teams? Yes, he has. Has he made players around him better? He has. Has he used his leverage to get some players paid around the league? The answer is yes. So, do you cut him some slack if he's a little full of himself? Like, guys like Patrick Beverley, guys on other teams are saying, hey, whatever LeBron does, we're going to do. Yeah, okay, LeBron maybe needs to do a little self-reflection, maybe check himself a little bit and be like, all right, look, maybe I'm coming off as arrogant to some of the rank and file. Maybe he has to. No one's perfect. But you got to cut LeBron James slack. Not only is he one of the greatest athletes of all time, but what are the odds that one of the greatest athletes of all time would also have one of the kind of winningest personalities in terms of being able to handle the pressure and perform of all time, right? And by the way, conduct his business. LeBron's almost never stepped in it. He's spoken truth to power, stood up for what he thought was right. I heavily criticized him when he was quiet about China. Heavily criticized him. And I thought he deserves it, and I still do. And I understand, you know, freedom for against a repressive communist government is something that's important, and he should comment on if he's making comments on social issues and political issues. And yet, it is not as near and dear to him. It's just not as proximate. It's not as close to him as other social issues. You would understand why maybe he wouldn't stand up for that or spend as much time on that issue as another one that hits closer to home. Nevertheless, I really criticized him. So he hasn't been perfect. No one's perfect, but damn, you're asking for better than LeBron James across the board. You won't be satisfied with anybody. And by the way, in the civil rights movement, right, the student nonviolent coordinating committee and I don't remember the call letters. Southern Christian SCLC, Southern, let me get it up, hold on. Yeah, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Right, those two organizations butted heads. Striving for the same goal, but they butt heads. Any organization or movement with factions, there'll be some internal strife. LeBron may not like exactly the way the Bucks did it. The Bucks may not, whatever. No organization. You want everyone to be perfectly in sync with everyone else in a social justice movement or even in a sports franchise? What, are you crazy? That's not the way it works. 888-SAY-ESPN. And by the way, it's healthy to have those debates. 888-729-3776. Brent from Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, what's up, Max? I had about three questions out. I don't exactly know if you're going to be able to get to all of them, but my first question was, I was wondering your opinion on the Brian Urlacher comments on Jacob Blake. I find myself as a black man particularly partially agreeing with how, his comments. However, I don't believe any criminal should be shot, but where do you think personal accountability comes in? I find myself leaning more towards what LeBron said in his comments, that there was some other way to detain this individual, but the fact was all the man had to do was to stop. And
yeah, but that's I think the BLM movement is talking about, yes, let's say, look at the difference between how it's depicted in especially certain media silos, but also even in mainstream media. If a black person, even in the commission of a crime, let's say, is resisting arrest or and winds up dead, people seem to have a very high tolerance for that. And you know what kind of articles come out? Well, he was picked up for jaywalking here, and he failed out of English in the sixth grade. Like they'll dredge up every bad thing about the person, and it's almost like, see what happens? He kind of deserved it, or he was resisting arrest. And a white person, they could bomb a government building. They could, like Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old kid, show up as a vigilante, shoot two people in cold blood, drive back home. And articles start coming out that makes them three-dimensional people and humanizes them. Well, let's get into his mind. And in other words, feel sympathy for him. The threshold for dead black bodies has always been very high in this country. It remains too high, and that's what the players are talking about. Yes, you should be compliant with law enforcement. But is a lack of compliance with law enforcement reason to wind up dead? Do white people have to worry about that? You wind up dead? Unarmed? Back turned to them? Wind up dead? We've seen what the NBA did with their protests. What could the NFL do? Marcus Spears is coming up to talk about it. With help from the Home Depot, you can take on fall projects without ever leaving your own backyard. Use their mobile app to search, shop, and more. Flexible delivery options that bring everything you need right to your door. And if you need tools for a project, but not forever, you can rent them. You won't find a better toolbox anywhere else. Get ready for fall with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Marcus Spears coming up on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. And on your smart speaker, reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. By the way, the NBA, part of their announcement of their social justice plan, it includes turning arenas into voting centers. Think about that for a second. Think about what the NBA has done. They've created a bubble, no COVID in the bubble. It will be their choice whether or not they crown a champion, but the pandemic does not look like it's going to stop them. Nevertheless, because they have that power now, they decided not to play a game, the Bucks did. And the sports world, and by the way, a lot of this country stopped and paid attention to the issue they're pointing to. They helped develop, invested in and develop a better COVID test, which instead of costing $150 and is very uncomfortable, they go all the way up your nose, is a much easier test to take and is going to be $10. Because in the absence of a vaccination, testing is the most important thing. Lots of testing, testing everywhere, and cheaper testing. And testing that's not so uncomfortable. Doesn't hurt. The NBA has also done that. And now the NBA, hold on one second, Raj. And now the NBA is doing more for voting rights than like anyone else? Think about that for a second. You're talking about an administration under which the post office started removing sorting machines to make it harder for you to vote. They're making especially targeted our black people. Make it difficult. There are gerrymandered districts everywhere, so your vote counts less even than it already counts less because of our representative government in the Senate. any population doesn't matter of the state, two senators from every state. So all, that immediately favors less populous rural areas, which are less African-American. And then on top of that, they gerrymander districts and stuff. So you have less representation in the House of Representatives, in the Congress. That's why it's not just in presidential elections that Democrats have won many million more votes in recent years, in almost all of them. But even in elections for the Senate and for the Congress, your votes don't count as much. The loser of the overall votes gets more representation sometimes. And in the face of that, the NBA has now exerted enough pressure that owners are using their arenas as voting centers. The NBA is saving the day. They're saving democracy. It's unbelievable. I'm only half kidding. Marcus Spears comes to us versus the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Marcus.
What's up, brother?
Now, you played college ball, D1, and you played a long time in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys. And Colin Kaepernick really set off this social justice movement by kneeling. But damn, these guys in the NBA are making everyone else look like they need to pick up the slack a little bit. Like they gotta pick up the pace. They're showing off at this point.
Man, you know what? It was a beautiful thing to see. I will say that, Max. And you know, we talked a little bit. The movement is, for every action is a reaction, right? And you look at 3 months removed from George Floyd, and now you look at the Jacob Blake situation. And I think a lot of times, man, you get to a point, I think the NBA players got to a point where it was like, what else can we possibly do? Because if you remember before this, it was a lot of NBA players marching and speaking at a lot of protests and doing things out in the community. And I think once this thing hit, it was like the only thing we know how to do. And I'm sure some of that was dealing with frustration from the situation. I'm sure a lot of guys were like, yo, the only thing I see is for us to not play. And I think that was the result of it, man. What would the NFL do was a question that kind of was born out of that. And I'm like, yo, I don't know. I don't know how much the landscape is going to change in the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks before they get started. I saw the Ravens came out with a statement about how they supporting their players, but also a plan and what they planning on doing. So you just got to figure, you got to think about what the climate is. And go forward. But, I mean, the NBA did their thing. The NBA, who has been ever-present in the social justice movement, especially after Colin took a knee, that was another level, man, to boycott a game, for sure.
Look, there's a big difference between the NFL and the NBA. In the NBA, almost everyone's rich. I mean, the rosters are much smaller, and even like a vet minimum is going to be a lot of money. And the careers are longer and the contracts are guaranteed and the people know you. You're not playing with a helmet or anything like that. You have more power that way on average. The players union should be more united because of that. In the NFL, it's a much more diverse group. It's more diverse economically for sure. You have players just scraping by. Guys who just got to the league, they're not going to last very long. Any money they make, this is going to be what like a little extra cushion for the rest of their lives when they go get a 9-to-5 versus a lot of multimillionaires in the NFL who have very different interests and concerns. So it's a harder labor union to get a kind of consensus from. I know that's true. Nevertheless, do you see that there are any lessons that the NFL can take from what the NBA players are doing?
Max, to be honest with you, I would love to draw parallels. I just think, to your point, man, it's much more difficult for everybody to get on the same page. That's the reality. Like, and two, let's face this reality in the NFL. Everybody don't feel that way in the NFL. we've had players talk about Drew Brees got killed for it, but he talked about why he stands for the anthem and does whatever. People thought it was insensitivity. I was like, yo, that's who Drew Brees is. That's, you know, it's guys that have served in the military that play in the NFL. My point is, it's much harder because it's bigger numbers. Mm-hmm. But everybody don't believe in the same, don't believe in this movement the same, right? You look across the NFL, I mean, the NBA as well, and you look at the numbers, and I know everybody said, well, the NFL is made up of mostly African-American guys. Yeah, but half of 75, 80% of them ain't got the type of money to take a sacrifice on missing games or a season. Right. A lot of factors are being weighed into that, to your point. But also, like, the other reason is simply some guys in the NFL they see what's going on, but they like, no, I'm not going to do that. I mean,
basically, you're pointing to the idea that the NFL, as I said, is more diverse, both economically and culturally.
Yeah,
diverse. And it culturally represents more different viewpoints than the
for
NBA
sure
does. Right. And so it makes it more difficult.
So we can't simply simplify, oh, this one league did this, so y'all should do that. Because that was a strong state. The point is, everybody ain't feeling that way. And I think that's important to point out, right? Like, we in the midst of what we're trying to accomplish, what these players are trying to accomplish, you also have to be tolerant and accept that other people don't feel that way. Now, if that changed the relationship dynamic, it is what it is. But at the same time, you will have more of that in the NFL than you'll have in any other league. And Marcus, that's just what it is.
I had a caller in the previous segment, African-American. He said, look, he's talking about Urlacher, and he's saying, hey, I see the point of view about personal responsibility and resisting arrest. And my response to that is that, yeah, you should be compliant with law enforcement, generally. But resisting arrest, especially if you're unarmed and your back is turned, a white person doesn't expect to wind up dead. They might expect to wind up in trouble and make things worse on themselves, but the expectation is not death. And when people use that as an excuse for why a black man winds up dead, well, he was resisting arrest. That it seems to be a good enough excuse for a lot of people. Like, well, there you go. He deserved it. Do you care to comment on that before you get out of here?
Yeah, I will, bro. And and for all of the people out there, they are absolutely right. You should not resist arrest when it comes to police officers trying to detain you. I've had this conversation with you 1,000 times that my sister's a police officer. They don't know. They don't have any idea about what the potential of the outcome or what you're going to be trying to do, right? And I look at these situations, and you look at them happen, and you look at them occur. You are, if you think that a white person is not more comfortable, or it doesn't cross their mind that this is going to end up in being shot when they resist arrest as opposed to a black person, you ain't been paying attention in this country since you've been here. That's number one. The other thing is, in this particular situation, it is what it is, but you had three cops. This dude looked like they were trying to physically detain him, and he got around to his car, and it ended up him bending down in his car and being shot 7 times. Three of y'all to him, and you can't subdue him before all that go down. That's number one. Maybe you couldn't. But, Max, the psychology of this, bro, is based in a lot of black people say, well, what about the ones that don't resist arrest? Why is that the situation? Everybody that's talking about the resistance, we saw Philando Castile get shot in front of his daughter, and he was told the officer about he had a concealed handgun license, but was going to get his information. He got shot. We saw George Floyd laying there for that amount of time. So the nuanced conversation that is created, because if you just don't resist arrest, every person knows for black people that is not the case, and it's foolishness majority of the time, because we can pull up tape after tape after tape of white men resisting arrest, going after cops, and they do not in their right mind have one thought that they about to get shot.
Right. You might wind up in worse trouble. But that's about it. Marcus, yeah. They're telling me I got to get out of here. Right. I went a little heavy because I wanted you to weigh in on it. It is ironic that oftentimes the flashpoint for social civil unrest in instances like this are imperfect examples of why people are angry. That appears to be the case here. It's an imperfect example. It is an example nonetheless. Listen, you know how I'm going to tease the next segment, Raj? Just more jewels. Just come back for more. Stay right where you are for more jewels. I'm dropping jewels, Raj. Do people still say that? Gems. Get rich.
I don't know about the jewels.
Here on the Max Kellerman Show, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. I'm going to take some calls. We're going to chop it up. ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Tune in for an NL East rivalry this Sunday as the Phillies host the Braves, presented by GEICO. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. I'll tell you a little story. I get calls every now and then from my father, who always has some idea about something I should do on the air. He knows, I'm like, all right, come on, stop. And he calls me today, and I'm in the middle of taping boxing segment, and I just got off First Take, and I'm about to get on the radio, and I got to prep. And not only that, I have phone calls I got to make after the radio and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, Dad, hurry up. Like, I'll give you 30 seconds to tell me your cockamamie idea, right? But I kind of like this one, so I'm going to share it. This is one. I wonder if sometimes, like, you know, someone takes 30 shots on goal, one gets through, and you're like, damn, I shouldn't have let this one get through. But I kind of like this idea. I wonder what people think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He said, you know, in terms of the plan, what should the Bucks do? What should the NBA do? And how could the NFL join them? And what about Major League Baseball and NHL hockey? Here's my father's idea. Ready? Everyone should stop playing sports altogether until Colin Kaepernick has a job in the NFL. He don't want anyone playing sports at all until Kaepernick has a job. I'll tell you what, it would work. It's not bad at all. The only thing I would say about that is while it would have symbolic value, bringing the white power structure to its knees, you know, and maybe in the NFL, they still need to be brought into the fold. But in the NBA, at least, the owners seem to be good faith partners right now with the players. The pressure really needs to be exerted on NFL owners. But owners of all major team sports, they're all billionaires. And if you add NHL and Major League Baseball, now you're talking about over 100 billionaires. There are only 600 in the United States, not even counting the Canadian billionaires, 600 in the United States. You're up to almost 15%, over 15% of all the billionaires in the U.S. If they actually got on board and really started to exert pressure, things would change. A lot of our politics is about this right now. The people are upset about billionaires partly because they have too much power, because they are too close to the levers of power in our government through campaign contributions and lobbying and dark money and all this kind of stuff, not to mention relationships. We'll bring some of that to bear on the side of righteousness. The Max Kellerman Show is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Mark from St. Louis. You're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
I've been listening
to you guys for a while, and you and Stephen A., and I just kind of disagree with a little bit some of your points here. I've been a retired fire captain, engineer, paramedic, and I just want to tell you that some of the stuff here is being, like, blown out of proportion about these policemen, and, like, everybody's like Elmer Fudd, and we're going to just go out and hunt black people. I just want to tell you one thing. Before in my lifetime, I've seen two people shot, one 6 feet from me, and a gazillion people tased around while I'm trying to do EMS calls. Okay, so you have to understand that I've been witnessing this stuff for a really, really long time. So I just want you just got to understand like the split second decisions that these guys have to make.
I don't mean to cut you off, and I appreciate your point. And also, by the way, to add to your point, there are lots of different law enforcement agencies and lots of different local police. And in a country of 300 million people and as many police departments as there are, there will be some bad apples. And sometimes you're right, not even bad apples, just poor decisions. Or maybe even good decisions that look bad out of context. I appreciate that point. That's not really what this is about. They sometimes, imperfect examples serve as flashpoints for cultural and social justice movements. But really, like, for example, right now, they want accountability. Police unions, the kind of blue wall of silence, right? Police unions are very powerful. They lobby very effectively. And they spend millions and millions of dollars resisting reform. So people want accountability. But I'll also agree with this. To me, police brutality is not and should not be the number one issue on people's minds. At this moment, voting should be, with the attempt to make it more difficult to vote right now. And also, in a larger sense, in terms of social justice, I would say, the entire kind of industrial prison complex and criminal justice reform, that to me is a much larger issue. Nevertheless, it's not the same kind of emotive issue as police brutality. And if your point is sometimes imperfect examples are used as flashpoints, that may be true. But I can tell you that there are also very good examples that are not caught and sometimes are caught. Philando Castillo was brought up earlier by Marcus Spears. That are very good examples. I always say I'm going to get to calls, and I don't get to enough. My last take is coming up. Let me tell you that hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company, so she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. I'm surprised I said less than 2 weeks, because, as you'll soon hear, well, first let me start. How is that possible? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So when I say less than 2 weeks, I'm like, really? It took 2 weeks? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Within the first day, 4 out of 5. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And the Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's last take.
I want to play you some reporting Stephen A. Smith did about what was happening behind closed doors when the players met before they decided to resume playing in the bubble.
They have a meeting. It's at least 2 players from each team that's in the playoffs, all right? In the case of the Lakers, I was told there were 4 guys, okay? There was an owner on the call from each team that was there. And owner, of course, Michael Jordan was on the call, even though his team wasn't there because he's the chairman of the Labor Relations Committee. And Adam Silver led the call. And of course, Michelle Roberts did most of the talking from what I was told. Well, LeBron James, or when everybody thought the meeting was over, LeBron James grabs the mic. And from what I'm told, talks for about 15 minutes. And he's talking about 15 minutes in a fashion that turned everybody off because they had already agreed to what they were going to do moving forward. And he was talking about, quote, the guys beneath me. I have to look out for the guys beneath me, to the point where you have people saying, what the hell you mean?
So I talked about, by the way, just hearing Stephen A. makes me want to debate. We need to do a segment maybe where we just clip stuff he says so I can yell at him, because on this show I can get a word in. But it's very good reporting by Stephen A. And if that is true, what he's heard, that what he was told, that that's how it went down, it makes LeBron look bad. And I would say this. It's not, no one's above criticism and no one's perfect. I have been very critical of LeBron in the past. For example, when Daryl Morey tweeted what he tweeted, and then everyone was silent about, like, what, it's a bad thing to say people should have freedom and repressive communist governments are bad? Can people at least say that? They were hiding behind, well, it's very complicated. No, you have a lot of business in China. You don't want disrupted. You don't want it interrupted. You got $1 billion in business. You don't want it interrupted. You'll sell out. By the way, I'd probably sell out for a lot less than $1 billion worth of business. But everyone has a price, right? It seems. But I said, I didn't mince words when I was highly critical of LeBron James there. And I understand why people might be critical of him here. Hey, beneath you, this and that. Maybe he has to check himself and say, well, hold on, maybe I'm being a little too entitled, or I need to listen to what people are telling me and take stock of the way I'm treating them, or at least the attitude I'm projecting. That may all be true. I don't know if that is or isn't true. Obviously, some people feel that way. But I cut LeBron a lot of slack. A lot of slack. Because no one is perfect. And the amount of leading he has done with the expectations, what they've been, on and off the court, exceeding any reasonable expectation, even for a superstar, as vocal as he's been, taking on all kinds of issues, opening a school, taking on a president of the United States, by the way, not like of some of a labor union or of the league office. The leading he's done on social issues, he's put his money where his mouth is, clearly his time, the way he's brought along people he's known since childhood, and cultivated people along the way and brought them along when they've had something to offer, brought teammates along to championships and competing for championships, made every team he's ever been on immediately and profoundly better. On and off the floor, what more do you want from this guy? You're going to hold him to a standard of perfection? It's ridiculous. If this is true, what Stephen A. reported, I'm not, obviously Stephen A.'s got excellent information, but he said this is what he was told. If what he was told is true, then LeBron may have to check himself, do a little inventory. All right, I'm obviously rubbing some people the wrong way. We all want the same thing. What do I have to do here? And by the way, I mentioned it before. The Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and the SCLC, which was an existing group, they butted heads about, by the way, ideologically, tactically, strategically. We're talking about the civil rights movement now. How do we go about this? Some wanted more actionable stuff and a more definite plan with more modest local goals. Others had grander visions. And, you know, and some resented, some in some group, or one group resented the other for these things. But everyone was, and so there's internal fighting and bickering all the time in any big movement or labor organization. Always. And so that's what they do, and they work it out behind closed doors, and then they come out and they try to get it done together. LeBron James's leadership throughout this era has been imperfect, as all leadership is, but you have to give him credit for what he's done. And even in a moment like this where it's like, boy, that doesn't sound good for LeBron, cut him some slack and take that news in the context of the fact that this guy's been doing all of this in a bubble since he was a teenager, when all the eyes were on him, even in high school, without a lot of formal education, never went to college, and is doing it all on the fly. It's amazing. So, yep, LeBron may need to check himself, but... And by the way, it wouldn't surprise me if he did. If he showed the ability to change here because he starts listening a little bit more. Maybe that's what he needs to do. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. So I just did the read, Raj. How much? No, I have no time left. I was going to take calls. No time left. Just love the sound of my own voice for some reason. All right. Well, It's been a big week, and we got another one, I suspect, coming up next week, and I'll be back. Shanae and Golic Jr. coming right up, ESPN Radio.